Hey, this is Brownie all the way from Los Angeles, and you listen to WKNC FM 88.1 Raleigh.
Yes, it is that time again. You are tuned in to WKNC FM. Raleigh After Hours is here, finally. And we're NC State is on their fall break, but we're here tonight. And we're going to be rolling out the tunes as usual. So to start things off tonight, we're going to play you a little bit of The Orb. In fact, this next track will be Little Fluffy Clouds. Give me a call, 860-0881 or 515-1400.
Over the past few years, to the traditional sounds of an English summer, the drone of lawnmowers, the smack of leather on willow, has been added a new noise.
What were the skies like when you were young?
They went on forever. We lived in Arizona, and the skies always had little fluffy clouds in them, and they were long and clear. There were lots of stars at night. And when it would rain, it would all turn. They were beautiful, the most beautiful skies, as a matter of fact. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow and on fire. The clouds would catch the colors everywhere. That's neat, because I used to look at them all the time when I was little. You don't see that. See them in the desert.
That last track was Lush 3-1 by Orbital. And right now, by request, Galaxy Bounce by the Chemical Brothers. Some of you might know that the Chemical Brothers' original name was the Dust Brothers, but then they got sued, so they changed their name. Keep it right here in After Hours, WKNC FM Raleigh. Now, as a double shot for the Chemical Brothers, this is It Doesn't Matter off their album Dig Your Own Hole, right here at After Hours, WKNC FM Raleigh.
It doesn't matter. Thank you.
You're tuned in to After Hours here on WKNC FM Raleigh. That was Turn My World by Sky. And we have a special guest tonight. It is Matt, DJ Ratmouth.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Back in the old hood.
Yeah. And so, Matt, we'll just go by your name, Matt.
Yeah. People call me lots of things. Some things I prefer and some I don't. Yeah. Matt and Ratmouth. Just fine.
Matt is our for tonight. He's one of the local area movers and shakers. Been having things going on for the past couple of years. And what were the name of your events that you called them?
Jazz Anew was the Thursday night.
That's right.
Regular Thursday night thing, which we just stopped doing this past Thursday. So it's nice that, this Thursday I could actually come out to the radio station. It almost kind of takes things full circle.
Mm-hmm.
But we've done yearly Halloween parties, kind of sci-fi themed Halloween parties at King, and before that at Woodpie.
And now you had you kind of had a start here at WKNC.
Yeah, you had
a shift.
When I did a show here, it was a kind of freeform specialty show where I would always have guests on, and they would bring kind of their favorite types of music, and I would mix it in with my favorite types of music, and I progressed and learned a lot, like in a really short period of time. And so when I got exposed to some electronic music, thanks to a couple of the people here, by the way, Hogan and
Dave Hogan.
Also Josh Minter. Pyro.
Yep, DJ Pyro.
He was another influence on my early phase. So anyway, after that, when I finally started DJing and all and playing the music that I'd been listening to for a while, I did the same thing, which I brought guests in and tried to make it really open. And instead of being like selfish and laying claim to the night, I wanted to be like, all right, let's have it wide open and all these people come in.
So what got you started to do jazz? What gave you the idea to do Jazz Anew? And how did you come up with the name even?
That's actually a pretty silly story, because we really wanted to do a night. I didn't know how to DJ really. I just wanted to do a night that was all kind of really relaxed and down tempo, and then that was it. And then the first night that we did it, it was at Humble Pie, which is different now. Doesn't have any live music, but it was a really great night. There's a lot of people there. We were surprised. And I played a couple of tracks that were a little housey and a little upbeat. And then suddenly people were dancing. And I was like, oh, no. Because I had no idea. I wasn't planning on, mixing tracks and all this. And so. But I'd set this precedent, and people kept coming out and kept dancing. And so, and the idea was to play very jazzy music, because that was what I was really, really into at the time. But we didn't expect it to take off. We didn't expect it to go for 3 years. But once you've got a name, you can't get rid of it.
Right.
You got it. You got to stick with it. So
now, were you always at Humble Pie? I mean, you changed venues.
Yeah. Humble Pie changed ownership, maybe 8 or 9 months, maybe after we started. Maybe it was even later than that. I can't remember. Went to the Bickett Gallery to do it for a short period at Bickett, and then finally at Aries Lounge.
Right.
It was just that on Thursday. But now it was a great time, but the Humble Pie ones were spectacular.
Right, they were right downtown.
Yeah. And they were, it was really hot. There was always a lot of people there. We had break dancers in the back and, just people getting their groove on the front, and the bar was always packed, and they always,
they appreciated what we did,
so it was really fantastic.
And they'd always clear out all the tables and chairs, and the ceiling was pretty high in there, and it was kind of a big, neat space, I think.
Yeah, all one room, which I think is a really excellent idea for if you're going to have a club that's going to work kind of a multi-use thing, where you're going to have people, drinking and dancing, and, and then during the daytime, have or food and all that. It was a really ideal spot for all those reasons. And then there's the alcohol laws, which basically says, membership club.
Sure.
If you don't serve food, you have to be a membership club. And they serve food, so basically all these 16-year-old breakdancers or whatever were able to come in and dance and not drink and just do their thing in the back. And it just
they didn't need a membership or anything
fantastic. Everything worked out really well. And only after we lost the place did we realize that it was so ideal. It was so perfect.
Sometimes you don't know what you got.
Yeah, that's right. Well, and it was my first, I didn't have anything else to measure.
The
first place I'd ever DJed, and didn't plan on doing anything nearly as successful as it was. But know, yeah. I'm proud of what it was, and you know, I'm happy to have been part of that.
What were some of the memorable artists that you had come through there?
Well, I've had more, I guess, thanks to the people that I know and the people that they know. We've had more bigger name people, you know, famous quotes, you know, people in the later period since we were at Aries than we did anywhere near those early days. Mm-hmm. But the early days are definitely considered the golden days because of that. But, you know, at Aries, the best guest DJs were definitely Ferengi and DJ 99 and Spectro. And, I don't play favorites because I've had friends of mine come in and, you know, the club wasn't even nearly full. Mm-hmm. We'll take a liberty and say it was not full. And then they rocked it, you know, the music was fantastic.
Right.
But, you know, I'd much rather surround myself with people who are just struggling, but, mm-hmm. you know, that more much more passionate about what.
Well, what were some of the other artists that you might play? Hugh Burns, right?
Yeah, a little bit of Q Burns. I have some remixes by him. I'm a big fan of broken beats. Like that, of all the styles of music, that is my thing. Uh-huh. I'm really nerdy about that. So the Bugs in the Attic people are kind of pretty much the top of it. They're like well known, but at the same time, amazing.
Right. And
I'll try to squeeze in called Bloody Lala, and it is the top. Long in the UK.
Wow.
And top 40 in Hong Kong, but I mean, it was top 40, right. And it is such a killer tune. I mean, it just, you know, destroys. So silly.
Now, you brought some tracks with you tonight that you're going to play in the next hour here, right?
And, yes, absolutely.
Can you give us a hint of some of the stuff you brought tonight?
I brought some robotic house stuff. I brought some kind of chopped up broken disco. I got some electro. You might even bring it down with a little kind of Brazilian broken beat stuff.
All right.
There'll definitely be plenty of broken beats in there because that's what I like.
Right.
But, you know, it's all, I'm a very short attention span DJ, but, you know, I'm also a pretty simple DJ.
All right. Well, great. Well, we're going to get back to the music here in a few minutes. And let's see now. I think one thing else. You have something else coming up at the end of this month.
That's right.
Right?
We have a
sort
Halloween.
Of the end of it. Yeah.
Our big Halloween, the annual Halloween thing is coming up. That's our biggest party that we do consistently. And it's actually happening the Saturday after Halloween, which is appropriate because it's a Simpsons Treehouse of Horror theme this year. So we'll be decorating the club like Simpsons things, you know, the Moe's and, you know, the aliens and things like that. So it's always something to behold, and I'm always very happy, very proud with what happens with our Halloween parties.
And what's the date for that?
It's Saturday, November 5th at King's Barcade.
Okay, so like the first Saturday in November then.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the one right after Halloween, which is great because I don't know if anything else is happening that night.
So right.
Everybody likes to prolong their Halloween. Yeah. It's the adult Christmas. So, right. You know,
Yeah, a lot of things planned for that date.
Oh.
Well, not that date particular, but
Around
Halloween.
Oh, yeah,
right,
yeah, you know. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's a good thing.
Yep. Now, speaking of events, I have some giveaways for a party coming up this weekend. And so stay tuned. I'll probably give those out in the next half hour here at about 9:30. So stick around. And with that, we'll be back in a few minutes after these messages.
88.1.
Hey, this is DJ Hardware from Florida, and you're listening to WKNC-FM Raleigh.
Listen to Chainsaw Rock on WKNC 88.1 every Friday night from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m.
Friday night from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m.
with Lucretia and Zella. We play the best underground metal around. It'll make your mom scream.
And you're listening to WKNC 88.1 FM.
Where's the illest club in Raleigh?
I don't know.
That's right, the only club that keeps it crunk like a bad back, and the world's only baby mama's night is back in effect.
Get down to the real deal, partner.
Thursday night, baby mama, the baby daddy. What? You get in and you get to get your wobble wobble on for free. You know Friday night is player hater night. As the first 100 haters get to play the back, and they can hate on everybody in the front watching Kelly perform her hit, I Hate You So Much, right now. And come check out Sunday nights for Crooked Clergy Night. That's right. The first 10 preachers, pastors, rabbis, deacons, or any other clergymen who come in with a full collection plate get in for free. I can say amen to that. Tell them how you go to I Don't Know. Get off the Beltline on that really big exit. Then go down to the first light and bust a right. Go down about a block. I can bust another right. Bust another right. Then bust one more right. Then there you are. Where, homeboy? I don't know. When you have to ask yourself, should I stay?